News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
This morning, legislation to be brought by the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, looking to, bypass that High Court decision and allow asylum seekers to be sent back to the UK. We'll have more on this after 8 o'clock. But I thought, Ciara, that yesterday, Micheál Martin, I thought we saw a pretty unseemly spat, which is never good to see between two friendly nations, with, you know, the Justice Minister, the British Justice Minister, cleverly cancelling his meeting with Helen McEntee, who then didn't go to the inter-government conference. And we had Rishi Sunak doing what Rishi Sunak is doing a lot of late, like dismissing, just rubbishing the idea. Why would we take asylum seekers back from Ireland? I've no interest in doing that. Actually, I think we can take a listen to what he had to say here.
I'm very confident that our scheme is compliant with all our international obligations, and I make absolutely no apology for doing everything I can to tackle illegal migration. I'm not interested in that. We're not going to accept returns from the EU via Ireland when the EU doesn't accept returns back to France where illegal migrants are coming from. Of course we're not going to do that. I'm determined to get our Rwanda scheme up and running because I want a deterrent.
Yeah, I just thought in comparison, I thought Micheál Martin was the grown-up in the room yesterday, because he was at that intergovernment conference, and I think he struck a pretty conciliatory and diplomatic tone. He acted how leaders should act in their engagements with each other, saying, look, we're going to bring in this legislation. Obviously, there's an issue in relation to the border, and we do want to sort that. But he said, but we do need cooperation. We do need agreement from both sides. We can't impose this unilaterally. And I just thought it was adult of him and responsible of him to take that approach. He tried to turn down the dial a little bit, whereas at the moment, Rishi Sunak, who could potentially have a week left as Prime Minister, potentially, if the local elections go back, was desperately fighting for his political life. And I thought it was pretty unseemly.
Yeah, and I agree with some of what you've said. I mean, Rishi Sunak has his back to the wall in terms of elections, but his own personal back is to the wall as well in the UK. However, I don't really agree with you. I thought Micheál Martin, comported himself very, very well, and that's no difficulty. But I think we are naive, Shane. I think we are acting in a naive fashion. We're rushing through legislation so that the EU can be now deemed a safe country so we can return these migrants that are allegedly coming over the border. But it makes no odds, because the UK aren't going to accept them. And when Rishi Sunak said, as he quite clearly did, France doesn't accept them from us when they come over, you know, the sea crossing from Calais, why would we take them back from Ireland? He's exactly right. Why would they take them back from Ireland? They're not going to. So we are sort of all for naught here, you know, rushing through legislation that is futile. And there is something naive about it.
Well, there is an agreement with Britain, by the way.
Yeah, but they're quite clearly not going to honour it, Shane. And be careful.
Let
me finish, though. Be careful what you wish for, because are we now going to make the border on this island now an issue that we're going to be bringing truckloads of migrants back up to Belfast?
I don't think I think truckloads. There's not going to be truckloads.
Well, there's what is it? 4,000 people have arrived so far. 80% of them, coming from the north, allegedly. So that's over 3,000 people in a couple of months. It's 1,000 people a month. We are talking about truckloads. If it is true that they are coming that way, my point is, we are now sort of looking at the border as a kind of a bargaining chip in our negotiations with the UK, because we are saying we're going to give them back, and the UK are saying we're not taking them. We need to be very careful here. And I actually think the Irish...
Well, I think we are being careful. That's the point.
The Irish body politic are being naive.
No, I
the
don't.
The UK are sealing
naive.
Their borders as hard as they can.
Well,
and
that's
not,
naive.
And they're not going
now,
to change.
If you want a definition of naive, that is naive. You cannot say... That's like Trump... build a wall. It's nonsense. There's boats.
They're going to do their best to do this.
Sure, they can do their best, but it won't work here. We know. Yeah, there's boats coming over every day into Britain.
Absolutely,
That is completely naive. And how this works, and this is why I also disagree with the opposition to this EU migration pact, how it works best is if countries cooperate together. A beggar thy neighbour approach will leave everybody poorer, and that's what Rishi Sunak is trying to.
The UK have left the EU for one large reason, which was to control their migration
policies. And how has that worked out for them?
Not well. Yeah. But by the way, we don't know if it would have worked out any better or worse
no,
for them.
It wouldn't.
It's like
wouldn't.
Us saying, you know, legalise drugs if they get better. You don't know. It's a suck it and see.
It's done no good. It hasn't worked.
Certainly, they still have an issue that they are concerned about. But my point would simply be this. It is naive to think that we will pass legislation in the Dáil to change the status of the UK and that's going to make this okay.
Because it's not. That's exactly what Micheál Martin didn't say yesterday. He said it has to be a joint approach.
And the UK aren't interested.
Yeah, they're not interested a week before an election. Let's see how things play out.
Look, let us know what you think about this. Clearly a diplomatic spat. What do you make of it? What do you make of, about here, how we're behaving, how the UK are behaving? We'd love to hear from you. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.